Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Schofield moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. There goes Alou. The throw from Bailey to Kessinger, and back to Banks, who tags Alou out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Holler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holler hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Shaw drops the ball. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielsen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Gabrielsen reaches third base with a triple. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabrielsen scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Mays reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gabrielsen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Gabrielsen reaches second base with a double. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Lanier moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to third. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Larry Jackson. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.